Now, boys and girls, we're going to continue again with our lessons in the Word of God, the Bible. And especially, as you know, at the moment, we're thinking about those things that are written for us in the Gospels. That's in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John. And in the Gospels, of course, what we're told about especially are those things that our Lord Jesus Christ said to people, how he taught people, how he preached to people, and those things that he did. Great works that Jesus did are called miracles, and many of the words that Jesus spoke, they're called parables. You remember, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Now, not only did our Lord Jesus Christ speak many things and do many great works, but when he did other things, certain things, then he also made lessons out of the things that he said. And I want to tell you this morning about two things that he did and how our Lord Jesus Christ then made a lesson out of those things that he did. There was one time when he was invited for a dinner, for a banquet at a rich man's house. Now, the way that they held banquets or great meals in those days was this. It was all laid out flat on the floor, and they reclined on cushions. They leaned on their elbows on cushions. That's the way they ate in those days. And also, when there was a banquet spread in a rich man's house, other people, although they weren't invited to the banquet, to the great meal, they would come in and sit around and watch the other people eating. Now, that might seem very strange to us as well, but that's the kind of thing that happened in those days. Well, this rich man, his name was Simon. He invited our Lord Jesus Christ to this banquet, and the Bible tells us that while they were eating their food at the banquet, this woman came in to where the banquet was spread. Now, she was a sinner, and a very bad sinner indeed. Everybody knew that this woman was a terrible woman. She committed many terrible sins. But the Bible says that as she came in, she had a box of perfume, and she poured the perfume over the Lord's feet. It's called anointing the Lord's feet. She poured the water over his feet. And then not only that, she had very long hair, of course, and she began to dry his feet with her hair. Now, when this man Simon saw that, he was a very self-righteous man. He thought he was right and everybody else was wrong, and especially sinners were terribly wrong. And so Simon said in his heart, now he didn't say outright, but he said in his heart, if this man, Jesus, is really the Christ of God and the Son of God, he would know that this woman is a terrible sinner, and he wouldn't allow her to do that. The Bible says then when the Lord knew what was in Simon's heart and what he was thinking, then he told Simon a parable. He told them an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And he said, Simon, tell me this. Supposing a man was owed money by two different men. One of the men owed him 500 pence, which was a great lot of money in those days, boys and girls. And the other man owed him 50 pence, which of course wasn't so much money. Now he says, supposing that man to whom the money was owed said to those two men, I forgive you for all your debts. You don't have to pay me back a penny of any of the money that you owe me. Suppose, said our Lord, that man did that with those two men who owed him the money. One who owed him 500 pence, one who owed him 50 pence. I said the Lord to Simon, which of the men do you think would be the most grateful? And Simon said, well, I suppose the man that had all that debt forgiven him and forgotten about. Yes, said the Lord. And he said, you see, this woman is a great sinner, but she has come and she has done this to me, and she has been forgiven for her sins. And he who is forgiven much loves much. If you know you're a sinner and know that God has forgiven you your sin, then you will love God for forgiving you your sin. That's why, boys and girls, you see, you have to come to see yourself as a sinner before you see Christ as a Savior. Because until you know that you're a sinner before God, then you will never have Christ as your Savior. And then, of course, if you realize indeed that your sin is great, that Christ has forgiven you, then you will love Christ and you will try to do the things that Christ has said. So the Lord then, you see, he spoke a parable, and then he made a great lesson out of that parable. Then in one of the great works that he did, Bible tells us that at one time the Lord was in a place called Decapolis, and he was met there by a man who had gone about the tombs. And this man was, he was in a terrible state. His mind was all wrong. And this man cut himself with sharp stones, and he was in a terrible state. And he was possessed by a devil, the Bible says. And our Lord Jesus Christ came, and he commanded the devil to come out of that man. And immediately when he did that, then the man was freed from all of those things. And here's what the Bible says. It says that the man was then sitting clothed and in his right mind. Jesus had given him, you see, a right mind. And the man said to Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to go with you as you go on your journeys. Here's what Christ said. He said, no, don't do that. He said, I want you to go home and tell the people the great things that the Lord has done for you. You see, the Lord was making another lesson, boys and girls, that when God does save our souls, when God does forgive us for our sins, then we are meant to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, go home and tell the people what great things the Lord has done for you. And our Lord Jesus Christ spoke great words, did great works, but so often, boys and girls, as I say, he took the words, he made great lessons out of those words, or he took the works and he made great lessons out of those works. So remember those two lessons, namely that when we know that Christ has forgiven us for all our sins, it is then that we learn to love Christ and do the things that he says. And one of the things that he tells us all to do, insofar as we can, we are to tell others about Christ and about the Saviour who has come into the world. So remember those two things that happened in the Gospels, that part of the Word of God that we call the Gospels. Remember those lessons that our Lord made out of those words and out of that great work.